Greetings from the voice of Allan Kardec.
And welcome from the voice of the spirits.
We are here again today to take you on another audio journey through The Spirits Book by Allan Kardec. We will continue with Guardian Angels, Protector, Familiar, and Sympathetic Spirits. And we will cover questions 506 to 514.
Enjoy.
Question 506. When we return to the spirit life, will we recognize our protector spirit?
Yes, because you frequently knew it before your incarnation.
Question 507. Do protector spirits all belong to the order of highly evolved spirits? Can they sometimes be found among average orders? Can a father, for example, become the protector spirit of his child?
He can, but protection presupposes a certain degree of elevation, and additionally, a power or virtue granted by God. A father who predicts his child may himself be assisted by a more evolved spirit.
Question 508. Can spirits who have left the earth under good circumstances always protect those whom they loved and who have survived them?
Their power is more or less restricted. The position in which they find themselves does not always allow them full freedom of action.
Question 509. Do humans in the primitive state or in the state of moral impurity also have protector spirits? If so, are these spirits of an order as elevated as those of more advanced humans?
All individuals have a spirit who watches over them, but such a mission is relative to its purpose. You do not give a professor of philosophy to a child who is just learning to read. The progress of the familiar spirit follows that of the spirit it protects. Having a highly evolved spirit who watches over you, you in turn may become the protector of a spirit who is less evolved than you. And the progress you help that spirit make will contribute to your own advancement. God does not require of a spirit more than what its nature and the degree at which it has arrived will allow.
Question 510. When a father who has been watching over his child reincarnates, does he still continue to do so?
That is a more difficult situation. But in a moment of freedom, he may ask that a sympathetic spirit assist him in this mission. However, spirits only accept missions that they can carry out to the end. Incarnate spirits, especially on worlds where existence is quite material, are too dominated by their physical body to be able to devote themselves entirely to others, that is, to assist them personally. That is why those who are not sufficiently evolved are themselves assisted by spirits who are more evolved, so that if one fails, for whatever reason, it will be replaced by another.
Question 511. Besides our protector spirit, is an evil spirit connected to each one of us for the purpose of leading us into evil and for providing us an opportunity to struggle with good and evil?
Connected is not the right term. It is certainly true that evil spirits try to draw individuals away from the moral road when they find the opportunity. However, when one of them connects itself to an individual, it does so of its own accord because it hopes to be listened to. This gives rise to a struggle between the good and the evil spirit, and the one whose influence the individual has heeded will win.
Question 512. May we have several protector spirits?
All individuals have sympathetic spirits who are more advanced or less so, who dedicate their affection to them and who take an interest in them. There are also those who help them in evil.
Question 513. Do sympathetic spirits act in virtue of emission?
Sometimes they may have a temporary mission, but generally they are only attracted due to a similarity of thought and sentiment in good or evil.
Subquestion 513. So it is correct to assume that sympathetic spirits may be either good or evil.
Yes, humans will always encounter spirits who sympathize with them, whatever their character may be.
Question 514. Are familiar spirits the same as sympathetic spirits or protector spirits?
There are many, many gradations of protection and sympathy. Give to them whatever names you desire. The familiar spirit, however, is usually a friend of the home.
Author's remarks for question 514. From the above explanations and from observations made about the nature of spirits who connect themselves to human beings, we may deduce the following. Protector spirits, guardian angels, or good spirits are those whose mission is to follow humans during life and to help them progress. They are always more highly evolved than their ward. Familiar spirits link themselves to certain persons by means of ties of varying duration in order to help them according to their power, which is frequently quite limited, however. These are good spirits, but sometimes little advanced and even a little frivolous. They voluntarily occupy themselves with the details of an individual's personal life and only act by order or with permission of protector spirits. Sympathetic spirits are those whom we attract to us through individual affections and a certain similarity in taste and sentiments, both in good and in evil. The duration of their relationship almost always depends on the circumstances. Evil spirits are imperfect or wicked spirits who attach themselves to individuals for the purpose of diverting them from the good, but they behave at their own impulse and not in virtue of a mission. Their tenacity is directly related to how easy or difficult their access to the person is, and individuals are always free to listen to their voice or to repel them.